This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It's a nice country. Whatever they say is not true. You know, we came to watch the game, to watch the soccer game, the football game. But some people is complaining about the alcohol. We came to have fun, not to drink or be drunk. So for me, it's fine.
Before I get into what does this actually mean?
أشهد
أن لا
إله
إلا الله
وأشهد
أن
محمدا
رسول
الله.
We wanted to learn about Islam. Yeah, we wanted to learn.
And how they made such a leap to go ahead and connect it to this extreme group and whatnot. They're getting really desperate.
Ein Foto der marokkanischen Fußballnationalmannschaft sorgt unterdessen für Irritation. Auf dem Bild posieren nämlich drei Spieler mit der marokkanischen Fahne, winkeln ihre Arme an und strecken ihren rechten Zeigefinger nach oben. Das ist ein Gruß, den sich auch der sogenannte Islamische Staat angeeignet hat. Die Kämpfer posieren mit der Geste häufig nach Eroberungen. Unklar ist, ob sich die WM-Spieler aus Marokko der Bedeutung der Geste bewusst waren. Bevor die Dschihadisten die Geste proklamierten, galt sie im Islam allgemein als Zeichen der Einheit.
But you can see now, instead of them highlighting some of the beautiful things that we got to see.
But people were panicking about, oh, can you drink over there or not? And I saw Senegalese fans, I saw Saudi Arabian fans, I saw Argentinian fans having the time of their life without alcohol. And the thing is, they're able to go and do it again. Because all the English boys are in bed, hungover and tired. And if you think about what happened during the Euros last time, and the final, the fights and that, it's really, I don't know, it's just made me question my relationship with alcohol a little bit.
And they could have made that connection when the Moroccan players are prostrating down. And now they could have been like, well, hold on. Are this, they connected to this extreme good group also? Or maybe Jesus. You know, he actually prayed like this, just like the Moroccan players right then and there. And he went a little further, according to the Bible. And he fell on his face and he prayed to who? Himself? No, he prayed to the creator of the heavens and the earth, God Almighty Allah. So they're prostrating, giving thanks, keeping it humble. You see the Moroccan players, but we have, you know, it's very sad, you know, that you have the parents are being neglected, totally disrespected. Fingers, you want to talk about fingers? And you go ahead and guess what fingers that are being given to parents nowadays, you know, verbally, even with the expressions, parents are totally disrespected. And the Moroccan players there are showing, because of Islam, they're showing gratitude to the Creator first and foremost, thus the finger, I'll get back to that in a second. But they're going and thanking the mother. The mother is so high and elevated. In Islam, there's an authentic statement by the Prophet Muhammad, last final messenger sent to mankind. He said that paradise lies under the feet of your mother, signifying respect and compassion towards your mother. And you can see that with the Moroccan players. So they forget about all this.
We heard a lot of hateful, ridiculous, crazy comments coming here from friends and family. But we wanted to see for ourselves the experience, the culture, as well as the football itself. And we love it. Everything that has been on the media or Twitter, social media, has been very, very far off exactly from what it is here. Pure love, respect for one another. Everyone's helpful. It's a community oriented. I love it. And I definitely can see myself coming back for sure.
And they jump on this.
Arme an und strecken ihren rechten Zeigefinger nach oben. Das ist ein Gruß, den sich auch der sogenannte Islam.
And you'll see myself, you'll see Habib. He's also doing this. He's pointing out many athletes will throw up the one finger. They won't throw the middle finger, but they'll throw up the one finger, signifying that the strength that they get, the courage that they get, the victories that we get, all the good that we get is not the chest bump, but it's to the one up above, the creator of the heavens and earth, the same God that Jesus worshipped, the same God that Moses worshipped, the same God that the last and final messenger called humanity to worship and be thankful and grateful to, the one who gave you your eyes that you see with, the ears that you hear with, everything that you have. We say, look, that's because of the one up above. Pure, this is signifying pure monotheism.
قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفؤا أحد.
Now let me just make a contrast with something else and then we'll end it. You have some people now throwing up the three, and that signifies in Orthodox Christianity, with the Serbs in particular, there's an extreme element called the Chetniks. And they would go out there and they would butcher innocent human beings, men, women, and children. You know, and they were throwing up the three. And like, look, if a Christian wants to go ahead, an Orthodox Christian, specifically here the Serbs, they want to go ahead and throw this, hey, that's their religious belief. Even though now this is also attributed to this extreme group, this extreme element that was persecuting Muslims and these extremists. But now if somebody, a Christian, wanted to go ahead and throw up the Trinity, that's his right. He can go ahead and do that. We're not going to go ahead and disrespect that individual. Just like this reporter and these people now, the racism's coming out, the Islamophobia is kicking in, and they just can't help, you know, and now they got to come up and getting desperate now and trying to equate something so beautiful, this pure monotheism, with something so extreme. So again, wrapping up this, when you see a Muslim do this, this is signifying, one, the pure monotheism. Number two, it's attributing that humbleness, that everything is not according to us and our strength and our power, but it's to the one up above. Like I mentioned earlier, when you see Khabib, he wouldn't do the chest bump, but he would be pointing to the one up above. And again, that is giving all thanks and praise to the creator of the heavens and earth. That's something beautiful. And it's you, for you, it's for everybody out there. If you're thinking, what's the purpose of life? Why am I here? It starts with asking the one up above, guide me, guide me, guide me. And then from there, you'll be probably throwing up not the three, but the one, signifying there's only one God and he alone is worthy of all my thanks, gratitude, praise, and worship. No one other than him. Thank you very much. And that is what this stands for. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you.
We need to do this for the future of our children, the future of our great country, the future of mankind. This is your brother Uthman ibn Farooq, and I've got a very important message. Alhamdulillah, our brother Eddie is setting up the Deen Center. Not just the Deen Show, but the Deen Center, a full Dawah Academy, a masjid, a Dawah Center in America. The first of its type, a groundbreaking project, and I want everybody, as I'm supporting it, I want everybody to support it so we can take the da'wah to the next level. We need the Deen Center. Please support it.